KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. Colorado's numbers on COVID-19 continue growing at alarming rates.
The state's number of coronavirus deaths grew by 15 just from Friday into Saturday. 126 Coloradans have now died of the virus. There were 408 more people with the illness Saturday than on Friday, a total of 4,565 confirmed cases across 54 of the state's 64 counties out of 23,900 tests. 875 state residents have been hospitalized for the virus since the outbreak began. And late information Saturday said an employee of the State Emergency Operations Center, where the governor gives his daily briefings, is now tested positive for the virus. That person had been screened every day, then was isolated Saturday when symptoms began to develop. The center is working to contact everyone who might have worked with him or her. I'm Jim Williams.
Early this past week, Colorado placed an order for ventilators, but the governor says the Federal Emergency Management Agency canceled Colorado's order and bought the ventilators itself. The governor talked about his concerns with that kind of practice on CNN Saturday, urging FEMA to be in the process or get out of it. Polis says either FEMA should be buying all the gear, distributing it to the states and letting them know what they're going to get and when, or stop competing with the state's efforts to get those purchases done on their own. He says FEMA should decide to work with the states or not at all, but he finds the middle ground, buying things out from under states, isn't working, especially when they're trying to manage a surge in coronavirus patients and keep healthcare workers safe. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says a pair of teen inmates escaped a youth detention center last night. The 17-year-olds Emilio Dominguez and Eduardo Reyes got away from the Mount View Youth Services Center near Wadsworth Boulevard and U.S. Highway 285 on the west side of Denver about 8 last night. The sheriff's office started searching right away. The boys apparently attacked a guard during their escape. The staff member assaulted, treated for minor injuries. I'm Ted Werbin.
Are you interested in saving $1,000 or more each month? Then why not take advantage of a free mortgage review from American Financing? See if you can lower your mortgage rate or consolidate high-interest debt. There are no upfront fees to pay, and it only takes 10 minutes to start. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's getting harder to take care of Mom. I don't know where to turn.
My son has high needs and we need more help. Where do I start?
Every day I'm there for him, but sometimes I need time for me.
Caregiving can be tough. Find the support you need. Call 1-844-265-2372 or visit coloradocaregiving.org. Your care may be super, but you're only human. Sponsored by the Colorado Respite Coalition, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, this is radio host Bob Enyart, spokesman for Colorado and American Right to Life. God said, do not murder. They say you have a choice. The truth is, the choice in what is called a pro-choice right is about killing a child in the womb. Tragically, many on the left now advocate killing these babies even after they are born. Please choose God's law. Choose life and love and help us abolish abortion.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Bob Leno has developed Vincent Village, a pad-ready commercial center located in the heart of lovely Fort Lupton, Colorado. It's right on Highway 52 next to the Coyote Creek Golf Course. There are four pad-ready sites from 1/2 to 2 acres. The town is hoping for new restaurants, especially chicken. It's Realtor Co-op Welcome. Call Bob Leno, 720-339-8841. That's 720-339-8841.
Chemtrails, also known as stratospheric aerosol injection when being sprayed by our own military or the United Nations, is literally killing the earth. Chemtrails, laden with aluminum, barium, cadmium, amongst other ingredients, are being dumped right over our heads almost daily. The residue slowly contaminates the soil, destroying the microbacteria essential for plant life. Discover more facts, photos, and scientific studies by Googling Toxic Skies, What Are They Spraying?
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's program, Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. This is Rick Rodriguez. We are in Passover week. And next week, I will be here in studio live. So you join me for the Easter program. 2 weeks ago, I talked to the audience about consecration. I did talk a little bit about baptism and the importance of both. Baptism is vital. Water baptism is vital to a Christian's spiritual walk. It's one of the three main experiences a Christian can have. The first has to be being born again. Secondly, water baptism. It's not a doctrine. It is an experience for the believer to have his past washed away so that the devil cannot bring back old sins and use them against you. Because when you're baptized in water, your past is buried in the grave with Christ. It's a type. Thirdly is being baptized in the Holy Spirit. There is a third great experience that a believer, I believe, is vital for a believer's spiritual walk. That's what I discussed briefly 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. Then 2 weeks ago, pardon me, that was 2 weeks ago. Last week, I discussed a believer's faith and how important it is for you to protect your faith, because the devil is going to try to destroy your faith. If he can destroy your faith, then he has total victory over your life. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Today I'm going to talk about righteousness, because this is another vital experience that every believer must have. He must have a righteous walk with God, and he must be righteous with his fellow man. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. I, 3 weeks ago, talked about the matter of your intuition, the anointing, and how God speaks to you. That anointing, and there's also an unction in 1 John. These are vital to the Christian's walk, because this is how you have the sense when the Holy Spirit is directing you, succoring you, drawing you, moving you. And every Christian that is born again, every person that is born again that is a true believer, it doesn't matter what religion, church you are in, Catholics, Lutheran, Pentecostal, Evangelical, Greek Orthodox, it doesn't matter. If you are born again, you have an anointing. And this anointing will lead you in the direction that God wants you to go personally in your life. I'm going to give you an example. In 1989, I was painting. It was in the fall. And I was on the south side of a two-story house painting the prepping the south wall of this home that we were working on. And while I was on that ladder up about 15 feet, the Lord just told me that in the future I would have a ministry. Well, I just stopped and stood there for about, I didn't do anything for about 30 seconds. I had to think about that because I don't know if it was me or just a thought, but it felt different. And I had to think about it, and I realized that the Lord was telling me that I would have a ministry. But he didn't say when, he just said I would have a ministry. Well, 1990, 1991, 92, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then the year 2000. But still, the Lord did not direct me to do anything. But it was at the end of 2000 that, probably right into 2001, I knew that I was in the season and I was in the time period where I would begin a ministry. I did not know when. Again, anointing, having an unction, having a feeling, you can feel God is moving. From 1989, I knew this was always in my thinking, but I didn't move on it. I waited. This is a principle with the Holy Spirit. I talked about this last week. We are to be led. We are not to be pushed. We are not to be driven. We are not a purpose-driven church. We, as a church, as a body of believers, we have a purpose, but we are to be directed. In that purpose, we are to be led. Christ was led in his temptation. We are to be led. These are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. That was a principle of the overcomers in Revelation chapter 14. We are to be led, not pushed. And we, if we are ambitious, we can push ourselves because of ambition. God will not build his church through the ambition, fallen ambition of mankind. But I'm afraid that has been the case in America since the mid-70s. There have been men who have been driven to build assemblies, to build churches, to do works for God. They were not led. They were pushed. They were driven. But many were not led. And this is why we have a problem in America today. We have a church that's out of control, a church where many of the believers that have come to Messiah, that have come to Christ, are still not mature. They have not matured over the years because they have been in the assemblies of men who were in these positions, responsible positions, not by the will of God, but by the will of man, by the will of the flesh, by the will of blood. These men were in position because they were driven, they were ambitious, they wanted a career, they wanted to be in the spotlight, but they were not led by God, and they were not put in these positions, many of them, by God. There are those in America, throughout all the churches, throughout the Lutheran, the Evangel, the Episcopalians, the Anglicans, and the evangelical churches, Pentecostal, charismatic churches that were there and put in position by God, but not all. This is one thing that no one discusses. Because a person has a name of pastor or chaplain or minister, everybody just assumes that they were put in place by God. That is not true. God appoints specific people at specific times in different assemblies to lead his people and bring his people out of the world into Christ and mature them in Christ. Not all that are in the responsible positions of the pulpit are there from God. That has never been true. It is not true today. All through the last 2,000 years, you have had wolves in sheep's clothing that have been in these positions of power. That is not the way it is to be. You do have the good men who I, through the years, have followed many and their ministries. These were good men. I know they were called by God, and I have listened to them. I have enjoyed them. They have helped me, and they have helped give me an understanding of the what they had been called to do, like Lester Summerall years ago. He was a Pentecostal. This man as a Pentecostal had the highest integrity. I enjoyed Lester Summerall, and I knew that he was in the position by the Lord. And here in northern Colorado and in central Colorado, Denver, I have met many pastors that I know were in positions by the Holy Spirit. So I waited until 2001, and in about, I think it was February, the Lord told me, now, you're going to start your ministry on June 2nd, 2001. And at that time, I was working with a brother, a pastor down in Denver who had a children church. He would go to the motels on East Colfax around Fitzsimmons Army Hospital at that time, East Aurora. And he would get children, and they would come to his church on Sundays. Well, he asked me to be pastor. I was pastor of that little assembly, that little church of to children. The oldest was 15 and a half. The youngest was just turned 4. And for 10 months, I was able to pastor children. If you think children would be easy to pastor, you are incorrect. These are some of the most difficult. Children, their attention span may be 15 seconds, but most of the time, 5. And the Lord told me when I first began that first Sunday, I thought, boy, this is going to be a snap. But after that first service, I began to pray, and I said, Lord, this is tough. These kids, how in the world? And the Lord told me, I'm going to teach you to teach these little children and present me to them. You're going to tell them and show them who I am. And I'm going to teach you. And if you can teach these little children, you can teach anybody. But this will be the toughest aspect of ministry that you could, where you're going to begin. It's going to be tough, but I'm going to teach you. And during that 10 months, I mean to tell you, every week was different. I had to prepare every week in a different way. These kids are unruly. They are uneducated. They're homeless. Some of the children in one family are Hispanic, black, half white, just a mismatch. Some were abused. Many of them were abused. These are children. But anyhow, the great love that God had for them. And through that, I got to see the great love that God has for not just children, but for young men and for old people. On June 2nd, it was a Friday, I had a friend and his wife. I had been over to visit them. They had a ministry, the Rose of Sharon Ministries. I was visiting with them on a Friday night. They had planned to do an outreach in Denver on the 4th of July at the Civic Center there in downtown Denver, right between the Capitol and the county building in Denver, the theater. And they asked me, he says, "Hey, Rick, we want you to be part of the outreach. It's going to be the outreach to the homeless. We're going to feed them and bring something to drink. We're going to get some bands, and we're just going to do a 4th of July thing." And I said, "No, Mike." And that was the very night that I began my ministry. That was the day I began my ministry, that very day. And I told him, I said, no, it's okay. Thank you, I appreciate the offer. And they said, "We want you to open." I said, no. Well, I went ahead and finished the visit, got in the car, and it was about 6:30 Friday evening. I was heading from Denver back north. I lived in Longmont. I got in the car and went about, 2-3 blocks. No, actually, I didn't even leave. I sat down and started up and ready to head out, and the Lord said, "Go back and tell them you will be part of the outreach." So I went back in, and I kind of misspoke here, but I'll correct it in a second. I went in and I said, "Hey, you know, you offered me the opportunity to be part of the outreach. I said, tell you what, the Lord told me," and the Lord did tell me, and I don't think I told them this, but the Lord said, "No, you have to speak. You started your ministry, and I want you to give a prophecy to Denver and to Metro Denver and to the Front Range of Colorado and to Colorado and to the country." I thought, well, so I told Mike, I said, "I'll tell you what, I will speak, but I want to be the opening speaker." And they said, okay. I worked with them for the next month. It was on, it was off. They didn't have food. They didn't have entertainment. So they decided to cancel. I said, "Nope, you've got to have it," because I knew that I needed to speak. So what happened was, we eventually, by faith, every time they would want to cancel, I would tell them, "No, you're going to do this. Don't worry about the food." I went to King Super, Safeway, Albertsons. I went all over talking to the store managers, and they would agree to give hot dogs and buns and chips and drinks, soft drinks, and we worked it all out. Condiments, ketchup, mustard, pickles, you name it. And we worked it out, and we had it. So today, I'm going to tell you what I presented on that day. And there were homeless people, there were drug addicts, these people were a mess, but that's who God went to. This is who God wanted to reach, these people that are a mess. Many of you in this audience today are a mess. You might even be believers for years, and you're still a mess. Don't fret. God, by the power of His Holy Spirit, if He can change, He can change anyone. He can take drug addicts, prostitutes, Mary Magdalene. How many demons did Mary Magdalene have? 5 or 7? I'm trying to remember. She was the one who eventually was there on the day that He resurrected from the dead. We're going to celebrate that resurrection next week. Mary Magdalene. She was delivered from a lot. Christ can deliver you from a lot. No matter what your problems are, you can be delivered. There's going to be requests of God on your life, but it's not going to be unbearable. It'll be what you can handle. But I'm going to tell you what I spoke that day. And it was to Denver, Metro Denver, the Front Range of Colorado, Colorado, and the country, I believed. I believed it was of the Lord, and I'm going to let you decide. This was on June 2nd, 2001. And I know I'm going to go to the break, but I'm still going to begin. This was in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 12. And I'm going to kind of bring in modern vernacular. I come from the King James, but so that you can easily, many are not familiar with the old King James, so I'll help you. God came to Ezekiel and said to him, Ezekiel, son of man, when the land sins against me by trespassing grievously, sinfulness that is unchecked, then I am going to stretch out my hand upon that land and I am going to bring famine. I'm going to break the staff of bread. I'm going to bring famine to that land. And I am going to cut off man and beast from it. In other words, there's not going to be any society. It's not going to be fit for man or beast. I'm going to judge it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they will deliver their own souls by their righteousness, says the Lord God. They will deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Verse 15, and if I cause a noisome beast, and this means wild, vicious creatures that are just untamable, to pass through this land, and they destroy it, they spoil it, they make it unlivable, so that it be desolate, unoccupied, that no man can pass through because of the beasts. In other words, you cannot go through that land. The beasts will be so vicious and violent, you will be hunted down. This is what's coming to the world. Though these three men were in it, and I spoke to Denver, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job dwelt in Denver, Colorado, they could not save Denver. They could not save Metro Denver. They could not save the Front Range of Colorado. They could not save Colorado. They could not save America. Though these three men live in it, as I live, says the Lord, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only will be delivered, but the land will be destroyed. Verse 17, or if I bring a sword upon that land, war, if I bring war upon that land and say, war, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men were in it, as I live, says the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only will be delivered. They will not deliver sons or daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Verse 19, or if I send a pestilence into that land, if I send coronavirus, if I send viruses that have been and viruses that will come and diseases that we haven't seen yet. I didn't say that then, but I'm just saying this now. But I did say, if God sends diseases into that land and decides to pour out his fury in blood upon it, in blood, to cut it off from man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. As I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they shall deliver their own souls by their righteousness. By their righteousness. We're going to talk about righteousness when we get back. So please stay there.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show-offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Your company could be one OSHA inspection or one employee injury or fatality from great financial damage. I'm a retired U.S. Marine Master Sergeant and a retired OSHA Safety Compliance Officer. I have the knowledge and expertise to help strengthen your safety programs. Contact me by calling Jack at 970-381-4154 or email me at jack@x-oshallc.com.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus washed, he washed my sins away. That's what I'm saying. Christ is the answer for the future. I'm going to finish with Ezekiel 14, verse 20. 19, 20. Verse 19 and 20. Or if I send a pestilence into the land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. For thus saith the Lord God, How much more will I send my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence to cut it off from man and beast? This was for Jerusalem because Jerusalem was going to be invaded. This is about 2,600-800 years ago. And Ezekiel was warning the children of Israel. But God uses these scriptures to warn mankind through all of time. Our faith is vital. If our faith fails, then Christ will sift you like wheat. Now, another very important experience that the believers have to have is this matter of righteousness. We are to be, our righteousness is to be greater than that of the scribes and the Pharisees. I'm going to read you a few verses. This is not doctrine. This is not teaching. This is an experience. For a Christian to have a righteous life, righteous living, righteous conduct, righteous attitude, this is vital for a healthy Christian walk. Romans 1:16-18. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. If you want to be just, you must live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now Romans 3:21-23. Now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Righteousness is the topic, is the point of this program. Romans 4:2-4. For if Abraham was justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. This is when Abraham was going to offer up, and when he did offer up Isaac, believing that God would provide a sacrifice so that Isaac didn't die. And this did come to pass. For what did he say in the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Believe God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. Our faith in God makes us righteous. Our faith in Christ is what gives us righteousness before God the Father. So, it's not a doctrine. It is an experience. This is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:29-31. I'll read verse 30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Righteousness. Philippians 3:8-10. I'll read 8 and 9. Yes, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. To follow Christ means there's going to be, you're going to have to pay a price. But that price is not too great. I promise you it's not. Now verse 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Without faith, you're not going to be righteous. They work together. The two are just like both of your left and your right hand. They have to work together, and they do work together. Hebrews 1, 7 through 9, I'll read 7 and 8. And of the angels, he said, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. That's talking about angels. But verse 8 says, but unto the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. In America, the pastors have been basically saying, God is love, God is love, God is love, and He is love. He will always be love. We will always be loved by Him, but He is righteous. The throne of the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of His kingdom. With His children, God has to be right and just with them. If they are out of control, if they deviate in their walk and their testimony, God is righteous. He will work with us to bring us back in line. Little children have to be corrected. You don't want them playing out in the street, out in the freeway. They're going to get hurt or they're going to die. So parents have to bring them back into line. God does that with us. Because a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Verse 9, you have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. This is an experience that Christians we should have. We need to love righteousness and hate iniquity. Also, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. For when at times you should be teachers, you have need that someone teach you again that which is the first principle of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. We're talking about righteousness here. We cannot stay babes in Christ. We can't. We have to mature. And to mature, that means there's going to be a little discipline, things that are unpleasant, but they're not going to be unbearable. All things are bearable with Christ if He's with you. You can go to the grave, and if He's with you, it's bearable. Verse 13, this is Hebrews 5. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. It is time for the Christians of the world in all the churches to begin to understand the importance of righteousness in the Christian daily walk. Everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. This is putting the word righteousness, giving it traction. Who is able to discern good and evil? Then Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him. This is the high priest, your high priest. You don't have Moses. You don't have Aaron for a high priest. You have Christ as your high priest. This is the Melchizedek. This is the high priest of God Almighty that you are a servant to, or should be a servant to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, not of love, king of righteousness, and after that also king of peace, or king of Salem, which is king of peace. With righteousness comes peace. In my Christian life, as I have strived to be right with God and to be right with my fellow man. And my life, there has been peace. This will be your life if you will let the Lord teach you how to be righteous if you're not. I'm not saying that you're not, but I'm saying we can always improve. And there are some that are on the edge that definitely need to improve. And Christ, as your teacher, will show you how to get away from a dangerous situation back into a situation where there will be peace in your life because of righteousness. Verse 3, who's without father, without mother, whose descendant having neither blessing, who without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually. I have a few more. Hebrews 11:6-8. Without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Seek him diligently, daily. And I don't mean every single second of the day, but when you're conscious of it, just acknowledge the Lord. Acknowledge him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for breakfast. Thank you for lunch. Thank you for dinner. Thank you for all things, Lord. Just acknowledge him. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God, and God is warning the children of his children in the world today. God is warning us. There is a great sign that has just occurred, coronavirus. It is a great sign. It is telling maybe the people of the world, they don't know God, but they know this is a sign. And we as Christians, we have God. We don't need to worry about anything. No, it's a sign from God. God is speaking to you, but you have to interpret what he is saying to you personally. Maybe he's telling you that it's time to get serious with him. I don't know what it is. With each one of us, it's different, but it's a sign. It is something that is taking place that is abnormal in the natural course of things in nature. This is different. You have to pay attention to it. There are always signs, but nothing like this. This sign has affected the whole world. Noah, there was a sign coming. It was going to be a great rain that was going to cause a flood that was going to drown everybody in the world. But God gave Noah the way to escape what was coming. And like I gave you the verse last week out of Isaiah, out of Luke 21, I think it was verse 38. Pray that you may be counted worthy to escape the things that are coming on this earth. God, the Lord Jesus told you to pray that. Pray it. And for each one of us, it will be different. But pray that you may be counted worthy to escape the things that are coming on the earth. Your faith is going to have to be strong, and you're going to have to live righteously with God and with your fellow man. I'll finish this verse in chapter 11. Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, there are things coming that we don't see, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Again, faith and righteousness. Now, out of James chapter 2, verse 22 through 24, James gets into this pretty deep. You see that his faith, Abraham, was working together with his works. In other words, he had to put Isaac on the altar. And as a result of the works, his faith was completed. It reached its maturity when he expressed his faith through obedience. Now, I'm not talking about obedience today, but I'm going to have to probably address this one word, obedience, in the future. But your faith, when you put your faith in action, it is an act of obedience to God. The Lord told me, you will start a ministry, but he never gave me permission for about, 89, 10, 12, 11 years. I had to wait to begin my ministry. From 89 to 2001, I had to be obedient. I had to be obedient through by faith, not getting ahead of God's plan, not trying to self-elevate, not trying to do anything in myself. I waited for God's perfect plan. This is one of the principles of the Christian walk. Don't be pushed. Be led. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Wait for the moving in within, the unction, the unknown. You can't quite get it with your brain because your brain is not able to understand deep spiritual things many times because there's just a groaning. But wait. Now, I had to wait 11 years or maybe 12 years, whatever it was. But I had the time. Pardon me. I had the time back then to wait. You're not going to have to wait 11 years or 12 years. I promise you. Because God's going to wrap things up and you're going to learn quickly. God is going to teach you quickly. So I'm going to go on with what James said. Verse 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and this faith was credited to him by God as righteousness and as conformity to his will. This is your desire, to conform to the will of God, because I know Christian lingo is, I want to know God's will. I'm going to finish out this when we get back. So stay with me. Rick Rodriguez, we're going to finish in a few minutes.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank, the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948 or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
Did you know your loved ones can benefit from CBD? Colorado Platinum Care wants to help you learn more. Do you or your family member have anxiety? CBD can help. Battling arthritis or joint pain? CBD can help with that too. Come down to Colorado Platinum Care, 916 8th Avenue, and get a free CBD coffee with every purchase. Mention the word freedom and get 25% off. Call Scott at 970-324-5268.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Galeton, Colorado has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
I'll be here live in studio next week, Easter Sunday. I will have a program I've been praying and asking the Lord which direction to go, and I have no doubt He will show me. I'm going to finish out quickly. This is out of the John 3, 9 through 11. I'm going to read verse 10, speaking of righteousness. In this, the children of God are manifest. Here's one thing. In this. The children of the devil. There's one thing that distinguishes the two, separates them. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. If you do not love your brother, then it's not right. You're not righteous. This is a deep program, hopefully in the future. Now I'm going to finish out with what the Lord says in Revelation chapter 7 through 9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife has made herself ready. We are the churches in this world today, and those that have, the believers that have existed through the last 2,000 years that have been faithful, are the bride of this Messiah. His wife has made herself ready. Verse 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said to me, write, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. We are getting near the time of Christ's return. The linen is the righteousness of saints. We are to dress because we're going to appear before Him, and we address with this fine linen, which is our righteousness. Every Sunday I have the open forum program on Thursdays from 11 until 1, and on Sunday, this program, Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry, from 9 to 10. The programs are always streamed live, and also the podcasts for both of these programs are on 1360khnc.com, and then go to the podcast section, and then you can go to Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry or down further to the open forum. God bless you. God bless you. And my contact address is P.O. Box 872 Longmont 80501. P.O. Box 872 Longmont 80502. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful Passover week. Rick Rodriguez, I'll be back next week.
Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up.
With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.